trials will come, February 20. For he doth not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men. Our Heavenly Father does not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. He has his purpose in the whirlwind and the storm, in the fire and in the flood. The Lord permits calamities to come to his people to save them from greater dangers. He desires everyone to examine his own heart closely and carefully, and then draw near to God, that God may draw near to him. Our life is in the hands of God. He sees dangers threatening us that we cannot see. He is the giver of all our blessings, the provider of all our mercies, the orderer of all our experiences. He sees the perils that we cannot see. He may permit to come upon his people that which fills their hearts with sadness, because he sees that they need to make straight paths for their feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. He knows our frame, and remembers that we are dust. Even the very hairs of our head are numbered. He works through natural causes to lead his people to remember that he has not forgotten them, but that he desires them to forsake the way which, if they were permitted to follow unchecked and unreproved, would lead them into great peril. Trials come to us all to lead us to investigate our hearts, to see if they are purified from all that defiles. Constantly the Lord is working for our present and eternal good. Things occur which seem inexplainable, but if we trust in the Lord, and wait patiently for him, humbling our hearts before him, he will not permit the enemy to triumph. The Lord will save his people in his own way, by such means and instrumentalities that the glory will be returned to him. To him alone belongs the praise. Every soul that is saved must be a partaker with Christ of his sufferings, that he may be a partaker with him of his glory. How few understand why God subjects them to trial. It is by the trial of our faith that we gain spiritual strength. The Lord seeks to educate his people to lean wholly upon him. He desires them, through the lessons that he teaches them, to become more and more spiritualized. If his word is not followed in all humility and meekness, he brings to them experiences which, if rightly received, will help to prepare them for the work to be done in his name. God desires to reveal his power in a marked manner through the lives of his people. February 20, 1902, The Burning of the Sanitarium.